You're listening to SBS News.
This is what a pro-life feminist looks like!
Within an hour of the Supreme Court's seismic ruling, protesters from both sides of the abortion debate took to the streets. An opponent of abortion rights, Randall Terry, in Washington, D.C., says he couldn't be happier.
I've been fighting my entire adult life for this day. It is one important victory. It's not the end, but we are dancing on the grave of Roe versus Wade. But thank God for President Trump. Thank God for President Trump, because he appointed these three justices who had the backbone and the integrity to overturn Roe.
Supporter of abortion rights Alison Draith says she's not deterred by the decision, adding that she feels lucky to live in the southern state of Illinois, where the governor has continually vowed to keep abortion legal.
Again, like we saw after George Floyd and Breonna Taylor's murders, like we saw with the women's marches after Trump was elected, people are changing. People are taking action for the first time in their lives. And maybe you shouldn't have woken the bear.
Ms. Draith's workplace, the Midwest Action Coalition Group, provides support for women seeking abortions, including through airfare, money, hotel rooms, and childcare. She says her phone has been inundated with calls for assistance following the court decision.
And that's why we vowed not to go back to pre-Roe, that we're not going to be underground. We're not going to be the Janes. We're going to be as loud and proud and out there as possible so that everyone needing an abortion can get that care and the support that they need, not just people that are privileged and in the know.
The Supreme Court decision overturns what had been settled law for almost five decades, scrapping the constitutional guarantee of abortion access in the United States, which was established in the landmark 1973 case of Roe v. Wade. It's the culmination of lobbying efforts by anti-abortion campaigners, fortified by the appointment by Donald Trump of three Supreme Court justices: Neil Gorsuch in 2017, Brett Kavanaugh in 2018, and Amy Coney Barrett in 2020. All three judges supported the majority judgment that argued for the restriction of abortion rights, centred on a case launched by the last abortion clinic in the southern state of Mississippi. The Supreme Court upheld a Republican-backed Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. 26 of the 50 states in the U.S. have moved to ban abortion in some form, including 13 states that had so-called trigger laws ready to roll out. In Oklahoma, which has the U.S.'s most restrictive abortion ban, Attorney General Republican John O'Connor says the trigger law has been activated.
As of this morning, abortions performed in Oklahoma or solicited in Oklahoma are illegal. This is not only a victory for unborn children. This is a victory for everybody who believes in our system of government, a system where the people speak through their elected representatives. And we hope that other states will follow our lead.
Tulsa Women's Clinic in Oklahoma has shut its doors. The clinic's executive administrator, Andrea Galagos, says it's been heartbreaking to turn women away.
These phone calls were some of the most, difficult phone calls I've had to make to patients. There was, a sense of hopelessness, despair, just anger. I had a lot of patients just really, really upset. I had a patient have a panic attack on the phone when I was telling her.
The Democratic governors of California, Washington, and Oregon say they will work together to defend patients and medical professionals. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, says the state would be a sanctuary for those seeking an abortion.
I'm really proud that we're joining in with others, not just the state of California, but other governors, Western governors have stood up as well. And I'm grateful to Governor Brown, Governor Inslee, that are asserting that the United States of America at least has the Western United States that will stand tall in terms of our reproductive values and reproductive freedoms, and we are a sanctuary.
Law professor Carrie Franklin from the Center on Reproductive Health, Law and Policy at UCLA says there will be a clear divide in access to abortion between the so-called red and blue states, those that are governed by the Republican Party, and other states governed by the Democratic Party. And she adds that other constitutional rights are also under threat.
Well, I think one thing in this Dobbs opinion that's clearly under threat now is all of the other cases that were built on the substantive due process line of precedent that Roe and Casey were built on. Same-sex marriage, the right to same-sex intimacy, the right to contraception. The court says that its opinion doesn't undermine those decisions, but the doctrinal test that it adopts absolutely calls those decisions into question. And I think another thing is that the court has adopted a very subjective test that enables it to pick and choose. And I think there's a worry that it will now implement its policy views and that there's a lot of space for it to do that.
African-American community leaders say the court ruling will have a disproportionate impact on women in their community. Kendra Cotton is the chief operating officer at the New Georgia Project.
That's where you have your large majorities of Black, Brown women who are going to be negatively impacted. These are also very poor states, right? So there's a socioeconomic component to this. There's a which correlates with the racial component, right? And so that's what I'm saying. It is effectively a tax. So you have wealthier individuals, wealthier white individuals, by and large, that are, for whom today, though they may stand in solidarity, it's truly going to be just another day because nothing is happening to them. But in these trigger states, even if you talk about a Midwestern state like Oklahoma, this is going to do a lot of harm.
Ashley Shelton from the Power Coalition for Equity and Justice says the ruling has wide-reaching impacts on women from ethnic minorities.
Once this decision came down, it triggered a law in Louisiana that automatically makes it, illegal. And I think that people aren't thinking about all the ways in which this tramples people's rights beyond just abortion. It's not just about abortion. It's about privacy. It's about healthcare in the sense that, like, you know, for Black women in Louisiana, I think the fear is, what happens when all of the choices are taken away? What happens when you can't afford to fly to a place or drive to a place?
45% of all abortions around the world are unsafe, making the procedure a leading cause of maternal death. That's according to the UN Sexual and Reproductive Health Agency and the World Health Organization. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet says the ruling is a major setback for sexual and reproductive health in the US. President Joe Biden says he'll do all in his power to protect abortion rights, saying the Supreme Court ruling has made the country an outlier among developed nations. He urged women seeking abortion to travel to states that are moving to legalize it.
The poor women are going to be hit the hardest. It's cruel. In fact, the court laid out state laws criminalizing abortion that go back to the 1800s as rationale. The court literally taking America back 150 years. This is a sad day for the country, in my view. But it doesn't mean the fight's over. Let me be very clear and unambiguous. The only way we can secure a woman's right to choose the balance that existed is for Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law.
Republican politicians have been pushing to restrict abortion rights for decades, passing 81 different restrictions in Oklahoma alone since the 1973 Roe decision, according to think tank the Guttmacher Institute. In a statement, Mr. Trump hailed the Supreme Court decision as the biggest win for life in a generation. Senate Republican Mitch McConnell, who played an influential role in shaping the current conservative makeup of the Supreme Court, called the decision courageous and correct. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.